Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues with Attorney Penny Dean here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077. You know, Penny, I was in a parking lot in Bedford on Saturday doing some Christmas shopping, and I saw this one sticker on the back of a pickup truck. It says, "Go, keep honking, I'm reloading."
You know, there are so many cool bumper stickers that since you have stuff to give away, I think we should have a contest.
All right, let's do it. I have a $20 gift certificate for Just Be Boutique on North Main Street in downtown Concord. And if you have a bumper sticker idea for us, 1-866-823-1077.
Yeah, we want to hear about the coolest bumper sticker, your idea, what you've seen, anything, because we want to know what other cool bumper stickers are out there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of these things here, so we don't have to keep it down to just one.
Oh, yeah. See, isn't this good? Everyone's going to get prizes here. Two people will get prizes.
Yeah, maybe more. We'll see what I can dig up. But
oh, see, that's a cool thing, because we want to know, and that goes to my second topic of that altercations can happen when you least expect it and happen anywhere. So again, I tell people the cool T-shirts, you know, the ones that say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because I am the meanest SOB in the valley." This is one of my favorite T-shirts. My dad got that for me. But the bottom line is I don't wear that in public because, look, let me give people an example of things that can happen. You think, how silly is this? I'm at the post office one day. I'm standing in line, minding my own business, waiting for my turn at the window. And at the post office, you're about 5 foot away from the people at the window. And there's a woman at the window ahead of me, several people ahead of me, and doing her business. And she goes to walk away from the window, and she has a coin purse that's clearly super, super, super full. All her coins go spilling out all over the world. I'm talking all over the world. No one touches her. No one bothers her. You know, it just accidents happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm next called to the window. Now, realize I used to be a distance runner, and my right knee, the synovial fluid, and it's basically trashed, and they're trying to fix it. And so for me, bending down, good luck to you. You know, in other words, it's a bad day. So I politely kind of walk around her coins as much as I can, go up to the window. And it takes me a while at the window because I've got a bunch of things. And so as I'm leaving the window, she's picking up her last coin, and she stands up, and she, like, gets right in my face. She goes, "Well," and she said a few words I won't print. And she said, "You could have stopped and helped me." And I'm quite stunned because there's, like, 50 people in the Postal Service, okay, any one of which could have helped her, I guess. And I determined at that point that I'm not saying one word. I'm just walking away because nothing you say to this woman is clearly going to make her happy.
Right.
But my point is that people can start altercations with you at a million different places. And so even when you're entirely in the right...
But the post office is a gun-free zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that means that the postal clerks would have had to throw some stamps at her or something to stop her. You know, they would have had to do something to keep me safe from this grouchy butt.
What's the stuff that I can't get religious Christmas stamps at the post office anymore? What's that all about? But anyway, I'm sorry. Continue, Penny.
Okay. I don't know about the religious Christmas stamps. I just buy whatever is the peel and stick Christmas stamps or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But the bottom line is, my point is that thank goodness I didn't have one of my favorite pink T-shirts that have a Glock on it or something like that, because in that particular case, I just walked around her. There was a million witnesses. You know, nothing happened. But what about if you're in a more isolated area and you get a person who says or does something like that that thinks you have caused them affront?
Mm-hmm.
You've then given them an opportunity to do two things. Number one, to presume you own firearms because of that. Number two, to make false accusations against you. But number three, I can tell you that as a lawyer, I try very hard to get a neutral jury, in the sense, not an anti-gun jury. And even if your lawyer does the best questioning during voir dire and the trial judge allows them to ask the jurors certain questions to try and root out biases of anti-firearm, think about if they see you during the pictures when they're sometimes allowed to see you of exhibits or witnesses and you have that type of T-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives them that image of you as that type of, and I shouldn't say that type of person, but what to some people is that type of person. Like, go ahead and make my day. Or a variety of other type of, some people would say confrontational attitudes.
Yes.
And sometimes, I'm amazed that sometimes you're able to convince people that even though you carry a firearm every day, that you're still peaceful, and that more importantly, they will look at the case that happened and sometimes forget that you're carrying a firearm. In the beginning, the things that jurors ask, well, why were they carrying a firearm that day? And it takes some time to educate them that you carry a firearm every day, that for many people that's very normal, and you try to introduce some statistics to show them, look, there are many, many people that carry firearms every day. This is not out of the norm. This isn't a person that's looking for a fight. But in every shape and every way your being is, you want to look like a normal person. And that gets to our next subject, which is grooming.
Okay. Well, let's again invite people to call in with their bumper sticker ideas, 1-866-823-1077.
That's exactly right. And they can even be not funny and serious. Funny,
yeah, right.
Funny is better, but not funny and serious is actually good, too. And if you think they have a pink background, I think they should get points up on the scale.
Oh, okay.
Because we want to know about the color background they would be.
Okay. Okay, good, yeah.
Yeah, because red, white, and blue is always good, right?
Mm-hmm. Red, or I like blue. Bright yellow with black lettering, too.
Oh, yeah, like the Don't Tread on Me one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those
or the Break for Moose. It could save your life.
Oh, my God.
Same exact color schemes there.
Yeah, or the big no sign, like no criminals, you know?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You know, the no signs they put for no firearms in the places. We could have no criminals allowed. You know, you could have the guy with the little black hat on and carrying his black burglar bag, you know?
Oh, yeah, like they do on the neighborhood watch signs.
Yeah. No burglars allowed.
Right, okay, I like that.
Yeah.
See how well that works. I think every convenience store should have one of those.
That's, you know, and actually the convenience stores in Concord lately, a few of them, if you read in the news, have thwarted robberies.
Oh, they've, like the, what is it, South Street Market, I think, is one of them. The guy's like, kids go in with a gun. No. That was it.
And what's important is these small, I call them mom and pop businesses, they work hard for their money. The money that you're going to take in that robbery is, you know, a huge portion of those people's living.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they should be allowed, quite frankly, to keep their own money. But the bottom line is...
government takes enough. They don't need any help.
Yeah. I never
Sorry.
Thought about that. They are getting some help there, aren't they? Those poor guys. How much did you pay? Well, I paid the business profits tax. I paid this. I paid the robber tax.
God forbid you're an LLC.
Oh...
You pay that one, too.
Yeah.
But that's another sore subject among many people.
Yeah. No,
okay. Well, Penny, before we get into this grooming topic, let's talk to Jay from Webster, who I know is well-groomed.
Now, is this sign going to have pink in the background, or don't tell me you're doing bulldog jello?
No, this is red and black and white.
Okay.
And the top banner is red with white letters, and it says gun control. And then... in a black body with white letters, it says, and I had this made up myself, it's on my truck. It says, the theory that a woman found raped and murdered is somehow morally superior to explaining to the police how her attacker got that fatal bullet wound.
I kind of like that, you know. And you know what, more, it goes back to better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
That's, you know what, and good for you. Good for you. And the bottom line is because we have just had some horrific things happen to women and families in this state by people breaking in their house, by just some horrible things. And hopefully you are educating all the fellow women in your neighborhood and family as well.
Oh, I get looks from people in parking lots. I had one lady stop behind, I was at on Store Street. And a woman was standing behind my car, and she was talking to herself and talking to herself. And I'm like, you know, I forgot that the bumper sticker was where she was looking. And I came up and said, is there a problem? And she just gave me this look and walked away. Other people come by, and they say, oh, cool is that? Where'd you get that? Well, you know, I have them made up. I can sell you one.
I hope you carry them with you in your vehicle so you can go in right then and say, here, I just so happen to have this with me.
I do.
Oh, good.
I do that with my "the old man didn't fall, he jumped" sticker. I have that too.
Why did he jump from the mountain then?
There's a t-shirt I'm going to get. This is a good one. I think you guys will like this. It's a picture of a target with a real tight group of bullet holes in it, and it's called Group Therapy.
Oh, jeez.
That might be group therapy I like.
Uh-huh.
Group therapy.
I had that on my Facebook page for a while, but I took it off because, I don't know, I figure I looked a little too radical for a while, so I cleaned up my page.
That isn't too radical. That's a sign that you have a good sense of humor. You know, and it's kind of like one of my favorite signs is you never see a motorcycle parked outside a psychiatrist's office.
Yeah, that's true.
and I believe that with all my heart, you know, especially BMWs. You never see them parked outside a psychiatrist's office.
Well, oh, no, never.
Well, with that, I've got to run. Jay, hang on. We'll get some information from you and get you one of these gift certificates.
Oh,
how's that sound?
Cool. Thanks so much,
all
Brian.
All right. You're welcome. And Penny, we got to wrap this up. I'm sorry we can't get to that little grooming subject, but we had a good time with Jay there. So.
That's exactly right. And group therapy. That's pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah. All right. How do people get in touch with you? Should they have any other questions to get with you off the air?
230-9999.
All right. Penny at pennydean.com is the email address. And we'll chat again next Tuesday, Penny.
We will.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome.